is the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.
Hey, it's Cliffo and Bronte podcasting.
Hey, guys.
Welcome to the pod.
So much going on the show today.
Hey, so, I mean, there was a lot of really good stuff.
It was a good one, guys.
It was a good one.
You'll like it, I think.
There's a lot coming up, but I think Mr. Television himself, Andrew Winter.
Well, of course you do.
I don't know why. I'm a big Andrew Winter fan. He hosts Selling Houses Australia, and I found out a way I can dodgy watch it because the episodes aren't on Binge.
No.
Which is like the Foxtel streamer.
Yeah, that's right. You were saying this.
But you can live stream certain Foxtel channels on Binge. So if you're happy to watch the show live, you can with a Binge subscription.
With ads?
Yeah.
Ooh, so disgusting.
Literally for the first time in probably years, I'm going to watch live television because I think we all watch everything on demand now.
Yeah. I get it though. We had Andrew Winter on the show, as you'll hear very soon. Yeah. He's a lovely gentleman.
Lovely guy, man.
I can see why you like him.
We spoke to Caveman Sulio, the modern day 2023 caveman.
Yes. We found out some interesting ways to sue the baby.
I loved this.
Yeah. And also a great one, social media icks.
Mm. And there's just so much talk, plus the kids' TV show themes that could be bangers, like actual songs we play on the radio.
Told you guys, it's a really good show today.
Hey, good luck producing that, producer Alicia. There's a long list there to include.
This is your sexy fix at six.
Perfect for a Wednesday hump day, a bit of a sexy fix. Everyone deserves to find love, I think. And,
this guy's on death row and stuff.
Okay, fair. What about, where do you land on conspiracy theorists?
Oh, absolutely they deserve love.
Yes, I agree.
Even how wacky their theories are, there's another weirdo out there for everyone, Bronte.
That is exactly the mentality of this new dating site that has been set up. It has already, in its first couple of weeks, seen 1,500 tinfoil hat-wearing users sign up. And what it is called...
I'd love to see their profile pics.
Well, I think you'd just love to read their profiles. So, this is a conspiracy theorist dating site that is open to everyone who doesn't obviously believe in the norm.
Flat earthers.
Anti-vaccine people that believe QAnon.
Didn't walk on the moon.
New World Order stuff. And what they have to do is they have to rank what conspiracies they believe in order. Like, not just put your hobbies and stuff, like things you would normally do on a dating site. You also have to disclose what news sources you consume.
Oh, there'd be a lot of Fox News in the USA, wouldn't there?
The number of COVID vaccines you've had.
That'd be a zero for all of them.
And one of the biggest questions they have to answer, how they think the future of the world will unfold in future decades.
God, I hope there's not a space limit for typing, for character limit or whatever, because a few of those people don't have a thing or two to say.
Just a few, just a little. Conspiracy theorists are usually pretty quiet about what they believe in. The site was set up by a dude called Captain Future, who is a very well-known German conspiracy theorist who has advocated against particularly like the lockdowns regarding coronavirus. And what he said was, when you're trying to be on normal dating sites finding love and relationships, when you try to then start conversations about your interests and hobbies and it's all regarding conspiracy, all us normal regular folk don't really engage in conversations. So he wanted to make there be a platform where all of these crazies can come together.
Well, are we the normal folk body or are we the sheeple?
You are one!
We're the sheeple!
I knew it!
Alpha Bucks back tomorrow. My, oh my, I feel like today's player, again, we had a 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
9 out of 10.
9 out of 10. We just came back to one question and to get 3 in 1 week, I think we'd be in trouble, but God, it'd be good.
It's been huge. Two winners so far, 2 9s out of 10. Woo-hoo. What's next? Tomorrow's clue is, have you got it?
I've got it. Arguably. Okay.
Do you think the royal or do you think the black eyed peas lady?
I thought the black eyed peas lady first.
Fergie.
Yes.
F is your letter. Fergie is your free Alpha Bucks clue for tomorrow, Thursday, the 23rd of March on Hit.
So we just played Beyonce's latest song, and I hear that not only on the radio, but at the gym that I go to, it's a lot of that kind of music. I feel like that's good to like keep you pumped up and to get through these workouts. And I go to a class that's at 12 o'clock every day. I usually go straight from work. And in that class.
Sick discipline, but I really.
That's all like, I wanted.
Number
actually.
One, I admire that about you, but also, geez, it annoys me because I go home and eat lunch and watch Netflix.
I do that after, I promise.
Oh, but you get the gym in, mate, straight after work. Good effort.
And during that midday class, there's a lot of mums that come. I think that must be an easy time for them to come. So often in this midday class, there'll be three or four strollers parked to the side of the gym and the mums are working out with us. And yesterday, one of the mums who comes in every day, her baby was being a bit fussy and just wasn't really calming down enough for her to be able to put the baby in the stroller so she could do the workout. And so she eventually said to...
just picturing her doing lunges with the baby.
Good weight. she said to the trainer, can you please start playing the music because... that's what is putting her baby to sleep.
What the?
So, she
music.
Said that her baby can only be soothed by R&B music. So not only Beyonce, she particularly likes Tiger's Rack City.
Rack City Chick, Rack City Chick. Wow. Rack City Chick, Rack City Chick.
And also
rack,
Rihanna.
It's a long way from bedtime lullabies, isn't it?
I'm a she loves star. A bit of Rihanna as well. Honestly, Cliffo, as soon as we started playing the music, it's really loud in the gym, and this baby was instantly quiet, asleep in the stroller, in the pram.
You know what that says? This mum's going to the gym too often.
Yeah,
when this is the music.
It's the lullaby it's for the baby.
Because usually it's like twinkle, twinkle.
Or like white noise kind of thing.
Star, not.
Rack City Chick, Rack City Chick.
That baby's going to be
rack
cool city when she's
chick,
rack.
Gonna be a cool kid, man.
I want to know on 13 10 60, what did you find? Was there a weird way that you soothed your baby or put your baby to sleep? Because I don't have babies.
Oh, I like that.
I don't know what you do to put them to sleep.
What I'm saying, the whole like twinkle, like, that's not weird. That's like a standard lullaby or whatever.
Yeah.
Is just, that's the average. That's the norm. There's nothing weird about that.
No.
But there often is weird stuff that will put kids to sleep. An example, when my daughter, she's nearly nine now.
Yes.
But we actually had to stop watching Family Feud with Grant Denyer because we would put her in her little bouncer thing in front of it. And I don't know what it was about the feud or Grant Denyer's hosting or whatever, but she would fall asleep during it. And that was on 6 o'clock weeknights, which was way too early.
Oh my God.
For bedtime for a bub. So we had, and people would be like, nah, it's nothing to do with Grant. It's just that she's in front of the, like we'd put her in front of cartoons or something.
Yep.
She would be fine.
She'd be
There was something to do with Family Feud.
Something to do with Family Feud or Grant.
Send her to the land of Nod every single time.
You should have just recorded it and then played it like on, you know.
Oh, good
room.
Idea. Rigged a TV up.
But that's what we want to know. Weird
Get a
things.
DVD, the best of Family Feud.
I've got the board game if she ever wants it. What is a weird way you got your kid to sleep?
Yeah, weird stuff that has soothed your baby before.
Yeah.
Stuff that I would say would almost be an annoyance.
You would think so.
For me or whatever, or you or you know, anyone that wasn't a baby trying to sleep.
But... like loud R&B music blasting all around me would not put me to
sweaty
sleep.
Sweaty women all around the room and that.
Well, actually.
Oh, that doesn't sound too bad, yeah. 13 10 60. Cindy's here. Cindy, what was it for you?
Pink music.
Pink music.
I mean,
just anything by Pink.
Yeah. Anything in particular?
No, just Pink music. Cover me in
sunshine. This will do it.
Put me to sleep as well. Now we love Pink.
We
talk about with the Hit Network, man.
Oh, of course. We bleed Pink.
We love Pink, man. Live for Pink. All right. Hey, if it works, it works. You're not going to question it. If it's going to put a frustrated baby to sleep.
Yes.
You're not going to question it.
No.
Jacinta, what was it for you? What weird thing soothed your baby?
The most bumpiest roads and doing burnouts and that.
Oh, God.
What?
Just doing burnouts with baby in the back of the car.
Just like doughies and that.
Really? Well, because babies like going in the car, don't they? Like if you for a nap and stuff.
I can understand bumpy roads, Jacinta.
Oh.
Like yeah, it was like a roller coaster ride, they used to call it in my town. Up, down, round, bumpy, dirty dirt road.
And your style, Jacinta, just throwing in the old burnout here and there. Sick, man.
Sounds like maybe the baby's like just hitting its head against the seat that it's in.
Do a doughie, mum. Matilda's here. What weird thing soothes your baby?
Oh, it was my little sister from the ages of 6 to 12 months years old. Mm. We had to play that song by train to get her to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh.
So she wouldn't eat unless you...
No, she'd just be crying and crying.
Is this a bit triggering, Matilda?
Let's just bring it back.
Did you have to hear this song 3 times a day for 6 months?
Oh, yeah. Probably even more.
Oh, yeah.
Look, it's not their best. Like, it's no Drops of Jupiter.
It's not.
Thanks, Matilda.
Oh, my gosh.
Joe, what was it for you, the weird thing that suits your baby?
So, my daughter was addicted to Silverchair as I was. Grew up in the womb, actually, while I listened to it. When she was born, she became addicted just as I was.
Banger. And would legit put her to sleep, would it? Like, this is what you needed to soothe her?
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
I'd send her, when I'd go to work, I'd send her with her DVDs to my mum's house. So.
Oh, nice. Are you... I'm a little thinking that Joe's just obsessed with Silverchair
and
is just pushing it onto her daughter.
But that's fine. It's fine. It suits her, I suppose.
You get those vibes as well? Just me. Can you beat Bronte? I need to ask you some questions. $300 cash on the line. This has been your kryptonite.
Yeah, it has.
$300. You've never beaten it.
Oh, and I'm feeling more nervous today than any other day I've had on this show. Really want
standing
more.
Standing in your way today, let's see if you can do it, is Grant, who has a bit of a zoo at home, lots of animals, lots of birds. Do any of your birds talk, Grant?
Yeah, a couple have a bit of colourful language.
Oh,
yeah.
A bit colourful.
Why is it it's always the swear words birds pick up, Grant?
Well, maybe it's because
it is.
What they hear the most.
Their owners.
Often.
No. They're potty mouth birds,
like
Bronte.
Kids.
Go
I
with
reckon.
It, mate. Go with it. Into the soundproof booth, Bronte Langbrook. Off she goes, Grant. $300, mate. Is it a decent amount of money? You good to go?
Definitely.
Right, good luck, Grant. Your time starts now. Who is second in line to the British throne?
Pass.
Which Latin American holiday celebrates those who have passed?
Pass.
Who was the lead singer of Queen?
Freddie Mercury.
What was King Arthur's legendary sword called?
Pass.
True or false, humans have more teeth than horses? Quickly.
True.
Okay, we'll lock in true for that. Okay.
Man, that goes fast.
Goes quickly, huh? Don't worry, Grant. We'll get Bronte back in. It's the same 5 questions. Some toughies today, but we're not mucking around here. It's $300 cash.
Oh, I'm scared.
See how she goes.
Okay.
I'm not mucking around. We're going straight into it, Langers.
Let's do it.
30 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now. Who is second in line to the British throne?
It is Prince... Prince William's son.
Which Latin American holiday celebrates those who have passed?
Cinco. Oh, I don't know.
Who is the lead singer of Queen?
Freddie Mercury.
What was King Arthur's legendary sword called?
I can't remember.
Sword. Yeah. True or false, humans have more teeth than horses?
False.
God, that was stressful.
That was a melt.
So stressful.
That was such a
melt. And I didn't
know
if you were passing or not, because you're just saying things like, I don't know.
I know.
And I'm like, is that a pass? We'll do the next question.
What a melt.
God, if this
I'm
was
glad it, I'm not the only one that had trouble today.
Oh, my God.
This was Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Eddie Maguire would be very cranky right now.
How do I not know Prince William's son's name?
Producer Alicia does. How'd we go, mate?
Prince George is second in line to the throne, Bronte.
That is right, though.
It look
contentiously.
I'm going to be honest. It was tough because I had to think, oh, King Charles, like, because it's all changed so much recently. Yeah. And yeah.
Just keep that in mind.
No one got that.
Oh, look, okay. Yeah. The Latin America holiday celebrated those who've passed as Day of the Dead.
Yeah.
Neither of you got that one correct. That's lead singer of Queen is Freddie Mercury. Both of you got that one. Neither of you got the sword, which was called Excalibur.
Yes.
I knew that one.
Yes. I remember the Disney movie.
So it all
I think
came
that's
down
where
to...
I knew it from too, yep, from Disney. Yeah.
So it all came down to question five, which you both gave different answers
oh,
for.
Oh, God. I don't even know what I said.
True or false, humans have more teeth than horses is... false, which Bronte got correct.
Oh, my God.
So, hold on. So, Bronte took it out by 1 point?
Yes.
Oh,
she's dead.
Yeah.
Oh, Grant. Oh, just 1 point, Grant.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I feel bad for you, Grant.
How often do you take it out, Bronny, with only two right?
Not often, but I'll take it today.
Thank you for calling her out on that, Grant. We're all thinking it. Wow.
$350, though.
It's $350. It's reached a new high.
I'm going to vomit.
Your chance to take on the vomiting queen of trivia tomorrow morning after 7. Langers, any parents of small kids would be familiar with channel number 22.
Okay.
ABC for kids. It's just a... automatic little, you know, distract
the
kids. Go to. Tutu. Mm-hmm. It's a little lifesaver. And it's on our house a lot. And I was watching it the other day and I was thinking, man, how far TV show themes for kids have come since you and I were kids. And
right.
This was our standard play school theme.
Not even like a lot of singing or musical lyrics.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
Sesame Street had a pretty basic one.
Play school was probably the most.
One of the most iconic.
Jazzy.
These days, kids' show themes are bangers that I believe could actually be songs in their own right. And being that you're a musical lover, like you love music, you love singing and stuff like that, I've compiled, I think, three of the best bangers that are getting a spin right now on kids' TV shows. And I thought I'd play them to you and everyone and see what you think. Like, could these be bangers?
I would love that because it has been many, many years since I have even watched any kids' TV shows. So this is all new to me.
So I played the original Thomas the Tank Engine theme there.
Yeah.
Wait till you hear the new one, the 2023 version. Let's go, go, go. Thomas.
Are you joking?
Nope. Thomas and his friends. Come a long way. Let's go, go, go.
And meet new friends. Jonas Brothers. The world's
just a train ride. You'll find that with most of these. Like, they could actually be a band that's big right now. It's actually a really good ditty, right?
Oh, my God.
It's a good
God.
Tune. All right, wait till you hear the next one.
Okay.
Fireman Sam. I feel like Fireman Sam's been around for a long time. I think it was even around when I was a kid.
I think the name rings a bell.
But the cartoon, like, it's a hell of a lot cooler now.
Of course.
It's not claymation or anything anymore.
Yeah.
This is the 2023 Fireman Sam theme. Again, I think another banger. When he hears that fire alarm, Sam is always cool and calm. Wait for the drop here. If you're stuck, coming. He'll make shout. He'll be there too. Here comes the drop. So move aside, make way. Fireman Sam has got to save the day. Fireman Sam has to save the call. Like, that guy's singing his heart out.
That sounds like Mick Jagger, and I won't hear anyone else debate that.
Look, this last one. This one for me. This is Fallout Boy. Remember Fallout Boy?
Of course.
Pete Wentz, the Fringes, the angsty band or whatever from the early 2000s. This is a show. This is my son's favorite at the moment. This is on Disney Plus.
Okay.
It's a Spider-Man cartoon spin-off, like for toddlers and stuff.
Yeah.
It's called Spidey and His Amazing Friends. Get a load of this intro thing. They can climb great heights to do what's right. The Spidey team is on the scene. Swinging, this could be Fallout Boy.
It is Fallout Boy. They're your friendly neighborhood spiders.
It's at this point of the song that my son watching this show that I'm like, oh my God, when did my son get cooler than me?
Right?
Like, when did his music taste get cooler than mine?
I'll have kids if this is the stuff that we watch.
Hey?
I'll have kids if I get to watch this kind of stuff.
Yeah, oh,
and
you'd be
the
right
music.
There with it. That's, to me, man, all three of those, Thomas the Tank Engine, Fireman Sam, Spidey and his amazing friends, I think all of those could actually fit on the hit playlist.
You've actually lost your voice like you would if you were at an actual rock concert.
I'm puffed. They're bangers, man. They're bangers. me, you, producer Alicia, we've been talking about the ick factor a little on the air, a little off the air, a lot lately.
Yeah.
The ick is
sort
of
icky right now.
The term. It's the hot term right now.
It is.
And the ick is hard to describe. I feel like the ick is just a feeling of disgust.
Yep.
It's a feeling of just being turned off and completely shutting down to usually a person or a situation.
Correct.
Most commonly used in the world of dating.
Yes. Lots of people on TikTok sharing their dating icks with men and women and what exactly. I think you just summed it up. That is the most articulate thing you have ever said.
I Googled it. Okay. I Googled a definition of the ick.
I'm very impressed.
But often it's like, you know, something will be cruising along, like a date will be going well, and you might even be attracted to old mate or whatever.
Yep.
But then something will happen that gives you the ick.
Straight away.
And I feel like that can be taken, the ick, and be applied to social media as well. Mm. So forget about the world of dating and all that sort of stuff giving you the ick. Just people on social media who are part of your circle, and all's fine.
Yeah.
Just fading into the background, but all of a sudden something happens. They will do something on social media that gives you the ick, that turns you off and shuts you down.
Mid-scroll.
And I've discovered what mine was yesterday, and you were there mid-scroll.
You had quite a reaction to this post.
Feet have never been my thing. I'm not a feet person.
Uh-huh.
And I've discovered what gives me the ick on social media is people posting photos of their injured / swollen feet.
Ew.
Everyone does it. Anyone who, you go back through your feed, you will find someone. I feel like anyone who injures a foot.
Yeah.
And usually if you injure a foot, the first thing it does, it swells up.
Of course.
Particularly around the ankle or whatever, you get a bit of a cankle thing going on. I don't know why, but people injure their foot, their foot swells up, they feel the need to post it on social media, and my God, it gives me the ick.
It's so weird that you said that, because I feel like it's one of those things that you don't notice until somebody makes it really obvious to you, because you're right, after you put that in my brain, I was scrolling and I was like, oh, people do upload.
Injured
like a lot of my
picks,
old soccer friends have uploaded, like, because they're back at training. But there was even, I can't find who it was.
Don't.
But there a celebrity's.
We don't need proof.
A celebrity this morning is in hot water because they post a gross foot of their injured foot. I can't remember who it is. But so you're not alone if it helps.
Look, 131060, I want to put it out there. What's your social media ick?
Yeah.
Like, what is the one thing that people do on social media? It could be some sort of photo. It could be some video that's shared. It could just be some, I don't know, toxic trait of a person they just push out online all the time.
Do people still do statuses? Maybe it's an annoying status.
Maybe it's a status.
Yeah.
But 131060, what gives you the social media ick? Like, you see this thing on social media and all of a sudden you're just like, nah, not on board.
I don't like when people post photos for other people, like on their birthday, and they use a really nice photo of themselves, but they don't use a nice photo of you, the birthday person.
Okay, you've really tapped a rich vein here. What about blokes who post videos of the family after Bub's just born?
Oh, I don't know.
Mum's been through hell.
Yes.
Like hell or whatever, and dad will post a pic of mum. Looking like she's just gone through the dryer or something.
Which she has, but also just check with her before you bloody post that.
131060. And by the way, Bronte had about 6 of these, but she's like, I can't talk about them on air because I know the people.
That's but the what most is PC you? One.
Caitlin on 131060, what is it for you? What gives you the social media ick?
Oh, for me, it's when people post, you know, friendly, lovey, inspirational stuff, but you know for a fact that they're not actually like that.
Yeah, it's like, I know the deep, dark secrets, mate.
It's harsh, Caitlin, but I feel like everyone follows that person on social media.
So true.
Yeah, don't post the doves if you're not going to, you know, walk the walk, talk the
talk.
Yeah,
that's exactly what this saying is.
131060. Megan, what gives you the social media ick?
When people post a photo of them with a drip in their arm or they've just checked into the hospital and then they don't put anything on there of to why.
Okay, I should be honest. I'm guilty of doing this. Back in the day.
You put a photo of you in hospital up, but then gave no context.
A photo of the hospital armband that I was wearing, and I was like, it's been a bad week. I've grown from then, everyone.
She had to get 2 stitches, guys. She fell over. There's nothing. That. It's fishing, isn't it?
I know.
Amber's here. Amber, what gives you the social media ick?
When people post that everything bad in their life is going wrong and then somebody says, are you okay? And they say, I don't want to talk about it on social media.
You talked about it!
It's so true.
But you posted it!
No, no, you just...
You got us here!
You've hooked us in.
Mel's here. Mel, what is it on social media that gives you the ick?
Box shot Bettys. You know those chicks that are at the beach and they're laying on the beach, living their best life, and they take a photo from their navel down?
Of the legs.
Over the beach.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't want to see it. Put it away. Your dad wouldn't want to see it. Don't post it on social.
Hot dogs or legs?
Yeah. Are you just jealous that you're not at the beach when they're at the beach, Mel?
Oh, look, nah.
It's always the way. It's often the caption too, is it hot dogs or legs?
Yeah.
How many people are rocking up to the beach with raw hot dogs?
I don't want to talk about my personal life.
That was the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.